It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's prime minister takes an early lead in Tuesday's election vote count. In Israel, the latest vote counting shows Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of the conservative Likud party leading his chief rival, Isaac Herzog of the center-left Zionist Union Party, about 24-19%. Mr. Netanyahu has already claimed victory in parliamentary elections Tuesday. Robert Satloff is executive director of the Washington Institute on Near East Policy.
Netanyahu does have a somewhat better chance of putting together a narrow right-wing government, a better chance than Herzog has of putting together his own narrow government of the left and center-left. The wild card here, I would say, is the role of the president.
That's Reuven Rivlin, who Satloff says has suggested the best alternative might be a government of national unity involving both major parties. He has the role of asking one or the other candidate to attempt to form a government. Nigeria says it's begun the final onslaught against the Islamist insurgency Boko Haram a day after declaring the militants had been ejected from the northeast town of Bama in Borno State, which they have held since September. The military says it's already cleared the states of Yobe and Adamawa of Boko Haram fighters. Nigerian Brigadier General V.O. Asugu says the military is making progress against the insurgents.
I will have new equipment for the armed forces. We have change of command, and we have also input of manpower. We have a synergy with local vigilantes. Everybody, national, Nigeria as a nation, came out to really, really